This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. And Lanyap, a story about issues, events, and people. I'm with Nova Clark. And Nova is a refuge ranger at the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. And Nova, a big event, an annual event coming up for you guys here in just a couple of days. Tell me what's going on.
We are going to do our annual summer solstice paddle on Thursday night. We've been doing it. This is the sixth year that we go out there, watch the sunset on the longest day of the year.
Now, when I hear summer solstice, I think about Stonehenge. Well, you don't have a Stonehenge there, do you?
No, not a whole lot of rocks out at the refuge. But it is the longest day of the year. It's the official beginning of summer, even though we've been feeling summer for a little while. So it's just a good day to celebrate and get out and watch the sunset and, you know, enjoy nature.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, this is a little different. This is an evening event.
Mm-hmm. Usually we... you know, you have to be off the refuge by 30 minutes after sunset. But this one, we're actually renting the canoes and the kayaks, and we will be out there until, you know, 9 o'clock or so is when we'll get back and just let people enjoy the sunset out there and have a mellow time and let the mosquitoes eat us at the same time.
Now, don't do that. If you're coming, you do need a few supplies. Mosquito spray would probably be a good thing right now.
Yes, bug spray would be absolutely necessary. We're a body of water. The mosquitoes all find us at sunset. But, you know, bring a drink, bring snacks, just, you know, whatever you need to make yourself feel comfortable out in the lake.
Okay, so this is the summer solstice paddle. Mm-hmm. One of the important parts of paddling is you need a boat.
Yes. So you are more, if you have your own canoe, kayak, stand-up paddleboard, you are welcome to join us out there. I believe we have one canoe left for our rentals. The rest have been spoken for already, though. And if you do want to get that one, call the visitor center today.
For the people who maybe are thinking back to their science book, what's the summer solstice?
It's a day where we have the longest amount of daylight of the year.
So a long day, mm-hmm. June the 21st, winter solstice is in December the 21st.
And that's the shortest amount of daylight.
The event will happen, are you going rain or shine? What's happening with that?
You know, last year it looked like it was going to rain. It ended up clearing up. We won't call it until 7:30. As long as it's not super strong winds or lightning, we will still go out. If it's just a little drizzle, not too windy, we'll still go out.
Yeah, we're in that part of the year where we're having those little afternoon pop-up showers. So, okay, so that is 7:30 Thursday mm-hmm. night, the summer solstice paddle. You need something to paddle.
Yes.
And you need some bug spray. And maybe some snacks. Okay, let's move on to something that's kind of neat. The movie that you guys are going to be showing, The Guardians? Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a brand new documentary that just came out this year, and it's about the work that's being done in Mexico to preserve the areas where all the monarch butterflies overwinter. All monarch butterflies go to one place in Mexico to spend the winter, and it's threatened for many reasons, and this is about the work that the locals, Mexicans, are doing to protect that area.
So monarch butterflies, those are the pretty black and orange ones. They go all the way to Mexico. They hang out during our cold winter. They're down there basking in the sun. And then they turn around and come back.
Yes.
And they do that over and over and over again.
Yep. They've been doing it for, you know, millennia. And it's one area that they all go to. So it's really important to protect it if you want to see monarch butterflies come back. And so this documentary is about that. It's got great shots of the woods and the forest and what's being down there. And we are showing it in conjunction with Ouachita Green Tuesday night at the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum.
I'm reading here. It says, monarch butterflies produce four generations in one summer. The first three generations will have lifespans of only 2 to 6 weeks, and the whole time they're moving north. During that time, they mate, have the next generation keep going north, and then the fourth generation gets to live for 9 months. Those are the ones that go back south to start the whole thing over again.
And yeah, it's pretty amazing if you think about the size of a butterfly and flying all the way across the Gulf of Mexico to Mexico, surviving all of that, and then turning around and coming back.
The movie will be shown at the Chenault Aviation Museum. There is a cost to see that one, right?
Yes, it's going to be $10 a ticket. We only have 50 tickets, and you can purchase your tickets on Eventbrite for that.
You know, one of the things that butterflies do is go to pretty flowers and spread pollen around. There are other pollinators. You guys are celebrating Pollinator Week coming up.
Yep, this week is National Pollinator Week, and so the proceeds for the movie are going to go to planting pollinator-friendly plants in the parish. And, you know, of course, out at the refuge, we've been planting pollinator-friendly plants for the bees, for the hummingbirds, for the butterflies, for everything, which actually does benefit us in the long run because most of our food is provided by pollinators.
Don't leave out the moths.
And the moths, yes.
The moths do a lot. They're all at nighttime getting it on and hitting the flowers there.
And not in our area, but in other areas of the world, bats are very important pollinators.
Forgot about the bats. We got bats, that football stadium at ULM, well, they got them out of there, but they used to have bats in it.
Yeah.
There are bats around here. People don't realize that. They're little bitty small bats, but there are bats in our area.
Yeah, our bats are important for all the bugs they eat here. Our bats are insectivores, but down in Mexico, in areas like that, the bats are more pollinators. And in fact, one of the plants that bats pollinate is the agave plant, which is where tequila is made from.
So no bats, no tequila.
Exactly. No more margaritas.
Wow. People would be sad about that. I'm with Nova Clark, Refuge Ranger. Nova, the summer solstice paddle is coming up again when?
Thursday night at 7:30 out at the Refuge.
All right. Bring your own canoe to that. And Nova, if somebody wants to find out more about the movie, The Guardians, how do they do that?
They can go to our Facebook page at Black Bayou Lake NWR, and there's a link.
And that movie is being shown when again?
Tuesday night at Tuesday the 26th at 7 o'clock at Chenault Aviation Museum.
And Pollinator Week, I guess I need to have a party. What I do to celebrate Pollinator Week?
Plant some flowers.
All right, everybody plant some flowers. That's Nova Clark. You can find out more about all of these events by visiting our website, kedm.org. Or look for their Facebook page, Black Bayou Lake NWR. This is Lanyap on KEDM.